Recently, I mentioned that I started using Instagram more, and one of the best things about it is that I get a lot of new ideas for photos. Instagram is sort of like a mini Facebook, but just for sharing photos, which is great because Instagram is actually owned by Facebook, so it kind of works out. Anyway, my cousin Beth likes to post photos to her Instagram all the time that she goes out and takes with her iPhone and her Olloclip, which is like a $50 adapter that lets you get super close macro shots of basically anything. And it's really cool if you are looking for a neat way to up your photography game and you don't want to spend $500 on a DSLR, just get a $50 Olloclip and clip it onto your phone. It's pretty cool. Anyway, on this photo here that you're seeing was inspired by my cousin Beth, as well as some others that I've seen on Instagram, which is one of the benefits of using Instagram is you get inspired for photos. And what I was doing here is I was biking to work, and on the way towards my building, I saw all these magnolia seed pods on the ground, and they look really cool. They're like these brown husks with these red seeds popping out. It's pretty awesome if you've never seen one. And if you want to see more, just do a Google search for magnolia seed pod. And on this seed pod, as I'm like literally crawling around on the ground here, looking at some of these seed pods, I saw a fly, and it reminded me of my cousin Beth's photo, which I've linked to on the blog. You can see it. And it's this super duper close up of a fly on the edge of a flower. The 50 millimeter lens by itself can't get anything like that without extension tubes or a macro attachment to the lens, which sort of fakes it. And it you can't do that really with a 50 millimeter lens by itself. But what I could do as I was looking at these seed pods and trying to figure out a way to get a picture of this fly is use that photo that my cousin Beth took as inspiration and play off it a little bit and use the weaknesses of the 50 millimeter lens as a strength. What I did was I tried to, in the photo that you see here, convey a sense of scale where you see the fly, or maybe you don't even see the fly at first, but you see the seed pod and the fly, and then you see the broader context around it. So instead of getting a super duper close up of the fly, you get a bigger scene where there's many different elements. Now, it would be cool to get a picture of the fly by itself, and maybe one day I'll have a macro lens that I can do that sort of thing with. But for now, here's what you get. And even if you don't see the fly, at least you see hopefully an interesting picture of a magnolia seed and a little bit of grass and a little bit of stuff going on in the background and even the foreground. And hopefully the picture itself works. And then you also notice a fly, which is kind of cool. I shot this at f1.8, which is a bit dangerous because the depth of field is so shallow, but it turned out okay. And the lesson here is more of a challenge. This photo illustrates change. The seed pod has died, the seeds are being scattered, and you get a sense that things are changing, that life is moving on. And if you are stuck for a picture idea, as I know happens sometimes to everybody, but sometimes in the comments on this blog, people say, well, I need ideas for pictures, or I just don't know what to take pictures of. Try taking a photo that documents change. Even in a still image like this, there's much that you can convey if you try and capture a sense of change and see if that resonates with you or any of your viewers.